This morning meeting, and this is the meeting of the PAC members with the GNR Directorate, and we have a pleasure to have among us the director of GNR. So the idea of this session is to exchange on the topics which we had as questions have, of course, answers on the topics which we discussed yesterday, or any other topics which are related to the PAC duties. So I ask you to think about the possible questions. But before that, let me just say one or two remarks that we had a very nice presentations of many topics yesterday. Very rich, the full day of many topics, and this was very intense work for everybody yesterday. So we, I guess, we'll have and we'll discuss many issues during the closed session. Let me say that the in general, we have seen a very nice advance in many projects. Everything is going forward. There are many new results which were presented. I think that we will try to go with the questions through the major topics and try to maybe to get your opinion on some of them, which were very much discussed yesterday. One or two especially. Would you like to have a word in the beginning?
First of all, the first big discussion was devoted to super heavy element factory and select element of this factory, like separator, like target, like, and the main question was when this super heavy element factory will be put in operation. And in comparison with previous plans to have first beam at the end of this year, yesterday during the discussion, it's clear now that the first beam will be in the spring, in March. Many reasons for this. Some reason connected with our work, connected with some engineering infrastructure, will a little bit later put in operation. Another problem connected with our state rules for new object, for new building, new facility, and it's connected with our government authorities and so on. It also demand 2 or 3 months, as remind to us the director of Florov laboratory. Nevertheless, the more or less all details of this problem can be solved if we will very active work. I believe the main question concerning the quality of beam we discussed with Zygur, Hoffman, and other people, I believe that it's a very interesting question, but it will be clear after finishing of magnetic measurement, of which will start in May of this year. I am sure that the quality of beam will be nice. Concerning the target, it's a more serious question for next year, because in order to target will not destroy this high intensity of beam, it's a special problem, and today we are not ready to use. It's clear that we must to think about it. What construction of new target will be installed in future. It's another serious question, but another problem will be solved, I am sure, concerning the gas field recoil separator, which will be installed in October on this year, and so on. The question also connect with our Vasilisa facility, so-called Shell, when this facility come to new accelerator, but our position during next 2 years, we very strong collaborate with group from Orsay, and we continue this collaboration without stopping U-400 accelerator, and only 2 years later this accelerator will be stopped on reconstruction, and after that we Shell facility replace to super heavy element factory. The first facility will be gas field recoil separator and pre-separator for chemistry of super heavy. It's clear. So another question concerning the new team for Frank Laboratory connected with not activation analysis, so material devoted to, in principle, using the neutron scattering with the neutron generator 14 MeV. It's more or less clear the problem and connected with applied research in principle. And no problem, it's not very expensive team and so on, and the Frank Laboratory very strong support this team and so on. Connected with some problem with rare decay, the Triton, Panic and three item, I believe that we have own opinion on this. To continue this year, this three project, and finish, because this team will be finished at the end of this year. I believe that it's also more or less clear. Concerning the transmutation, we very nice.
Have one precision. For the MEC 2, in principle, the experiment is just beginning, so probably at PSI. So this probably, this might continue a little bit longer, no? MEC 2.
MEC?
Yeah. MEC 2 experiment.
No problem. It depends on position of laboratory, but
yes.
Position is laboratory, no problem for one project. Give possibility to continue.
It's important to have Claude, the statement in the beginning of the experiment.
Claude told about it yesterday, yeah. Yeah. It's not there. Of course. It's very small money, I must say, for Gelepov laboratory. Yeah, exactly. Another big discussion was around the good presentation by Professor Wagner from Czech Republic concerning the transmutation. Very interesting that very nice team around this project. Young people from different countries, very young PhD students and so on. But the problem only the phasotron will be closed during next 2 years, for example. Nucleotron will be used for another purposes during at least 5 years in order to put in operation NICA facility. And very difficult to consider nucleotron for realization of this problem. Nevertheless, laboratory, high energy laboratory, support of this idea in connection with the participation of many young people from different member states, and because this team in plan, topical plan of our institute, finished in 2019, and we believe that we can continue this item, this project up to the end of 2019. It's more or less every discussion. Also, one question. Also, some member of PAC asked about financing situation and so on. I believe that I answered that very nice situation will be in this year.
I think you know that, heard about that last year we had rather complicated situation with the budget, so there are some debts by countries, and we worked very hard with all plenipotentiaries of member states, so, and I think it had some positive results, so, and we expect that this year we will realize our budget in full, so, so, and this gives us very good mood and intention to fulfill all our tasks according to the schedule. Of course, some delays, you know, for example, with super heavy element factory existed, so we made in due time necessary steps to overcome these difficulties, and so now we are preparing really for commissioning of all this, completion, commissioning all this complex, so we hope that really in March, not later, we will have a first beams and some experiments. So, and I would be also interested to ask, to know from you, for the first time maybe we, you have, as a members of complaint potentials, right to work, you have more rights, let's say, considering
yes,
so
yes.
Regulations. And it would be very important to know how does it really can be used practically for that, and maybe some next steps we have to take in this direction, but because we are not just this year, not just prolongation of or our life we started before, but we have really first year of the new 7-year period, so we really interested to move in new mood also with new regulations, maybe have giving you and ready to hear from you maybe more strongly your advices, your recommendations, so which would be very important for the successful run of his institute and his programs for the next 7-year period.
Thank you very much for giving us more work and more duties. So, of course, we are aware of the new regulations. I cannot speak on behalf of the committee because we didn't discuss in detail of all new regulations, how to apply them to this particular PAC. But I see very nice opportunities. One of them, which I hope that we follow, that this is the appointment of some PAC members to follow the projects, not only during the sessions, but also in between the sessions. There is also, I hope that you have seen the regulations, there are some criteria which we should follow. And indeed, this we should do this probably more strictly, and in our reports really follow this criteria. At the same time, this will be definitely our request that in the material which is prepared before the session, these criteria are followed as well. Yes, it was not always the case for all projects which were presented, for example, at this session, but it's, of course, that there's always the room for improvement. So this we'll discuss during the closed session. I ask to be prepared the PAC members for this discussion, and definitely we'll implement this. We had a lot of discussion also during Scientific Council on the grades, should we use the grades or not, and how to reach the consensus during the discussion. I think what's written in the regulation is very wise and very well formulated. So there's no, I think that we have no problems to follow this usually. As far as I know, we didn't vote in the past really. So it's all. Yeah. So of course we'll implement them and we'll follow. Also in our reports.
So if necessary, you push to reiterate all of us. So for that.
There's a room for the questions, if you have other questions to the GNR Directorate on any other topics during the yeah, which were not everything is quite clear, but yes.
I have a little question to the operation of the nuclear turbine. I mean, you stated that in the next 5 years there is no possibility to participate. Why is that so? Is it not ready, or is the beam time already given away for the next 5 years? I mean, usually, probably nucleotron can be used by several users, I guess. And so why is that so that in the next 5 years users can cannot apply for beam time? Yeah, the Phasotron, yeah, the Phasotron. No, not the Phasotron, the new facility.
Concerning the Phasotron, in our future plans, instead of Phasotron, now we have special agreement with Chinese Institute. Now in manufacturing two superconducting cyclotron for medical application for proton therapy. This accelerator, in accordance with agreement, must come to our institute at the end of next year. And this accelerator will be installed in the same experimental hall where the Phasotron. If will be delay, it means that Phasotron continue his work up to maybe to 19, maybe, but in plans up to the end of 2018 in principle. It's connect not only with our scientific program, it more connect with our regular irradiation of patient, approximately 120 patient each year, the Phasotron irradiate in accordance with our agreement with medical authorities. Two or maybe 2.5 years will be continued to work at first. Concerning the nucleotron, more complicated situation, because many our scientists from our member states ask beam time for to continue his scientific program. Unfortunately, many another problem with nucleotron connected with the installation of booster. It means that at this period the nucleotron will absolutely will stop, because it's the same building, and inside of synchrophasotron will be installed the booster. Many another technical problem. I believe that really, really, the beam time will be very limited. Today we have two runs. Approximately each run 600 hours. But I believe that from next year it will be not possible. Maybe at the beginning of next year one run, not more. Because it's a problem.
Okay, so it's technical. Okay, thank you.
But nevertheless, we have another scientific program will start. It's connected with baryonic matter on nucleotron. It's selected on the fixed target. This experiment is preparing and will start at the end of this year, I believe, maybe a little bit later, earlier, maybe, earlier, yeah. How long? I don't know. Maybe Victor, no, but
I think it would be, of course, better to prepare a presentation about this just for information, so not yet, because many people outside now institute for conferences and so, but maybe for the next meeting, we will give information, and this pack also about this. This
okay.
Yeah, with the operation of the new cyclotron, in addition to the old ones, there will be certainly a higher demand for enriched material for the ion sources, especially for calcium, calcium 48, titanium beams, chromium, and so on. What is the situation to get these materials?
It's problem connected only with financing, because we have good agreement with special institute in Russia, which produce for us calcium, titanium, chromium. We have a problem. Only pay money and not more problem.
Follow-up question to your answer. Would it be possible that these companies sell these materials in order to get money?
Yes. Budget, the Flora Laboratory has money for this purpose. And another more serious problem connected with preparing material for iron source, for example, like titanium. It's not simple. With calcium, no problem. With titanium, and but you know, we have good collaboration with Strasbourg Institute, and now we have special organic titanium material, and it will be tested, a very nice result. And if we go to beyond 118 using the titanium beam, I don't see some problem with the material for iron source.
Related to the one of the criteria which we'll follow more strictly at the following meetings. And this is related to the statement that we should evaluate with the criteria compliance of the requested financial resources with the project objectives. Can you say a little bit more, because of course there are other bodies which are looking at the finances at GNR, and they are also looking more carefully on this aspect, financial aspect. So how do you see our role in this in this aspect? We should not, of course, double the work of some other bodies, and at the same time we should have enough information, but maybe not with all details. This is how to, you know, how to position the PAC with respect to other financial bodies.
Unfortunately, each time when we discuss new project and new team, written with first priority. First priority, it means that you must to have financial support for this priority. Many years ago, we have some project with first priority and second priority. It means the second priority at only the salary and the electricity power, grants, and so maybe grants, some, and not more. But today, all our topical plan is the first priority. And nevertheless, each year, when we discuss the budget on next year, the laboratory defend his proposal, financial proposal, for each project. If the our commission, Central Commission General Director and the member of General Directorate satisfy, it means that all necessary money will be given for project.
Including the plan.
Including the plan. But the PAC, Program Advisory Committee, maybe look at the, it's all financial support is known in our documents and so on. Maybe you can look at them more accurately, enough this money for such ambitious, for example, project or not. It's very important for us.
Okay, but let me just understand the sequence in time. So the projects which are submitted to PAC, they already undergo before the evaluation
yes.
on the finances. So to some extent, we have the confidence
for example,
that this financial support is granted.
Meeting in January, you will know absolutely everything concerning the financial support of each project.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Of course, the same is true for human resources, but
some additional remarks, of course. For example, when this new project is suggested for consideration by program committee, you may decide, maybe listen, that there's some maybe unrealistic estimation of let's say of support, funding, and power. So you may because you have an experience, and of course it's not necessity, but if your experience allows you to say that there is maybe not too realistic estimation of cost, so you may put a questions to prove that or that's nothing more.
Thank you. I think it's very clear. If we are exactly on time. Now, I hope there's also coffee break with the Foster session.
Yeah, that's right.
Together. So let me thank you very much for this clarification. It was very, very useful, and we hope to improve also ourselves in the next meeting.
Thank you.